Shalom Aleichem, students, friends. We are continuing the previous shiur in the sugya of Chazaka Dahashta and Cheskas Pnuya and Kedushin Yudbeis and Aleph. And where we left off last time, we saw the Gemara that Rav Shimi wanted to check this cotton to see if it was worth a Sheva Pruta or not. And we asked, what does it matter whether it's worth a Sheva Pruta or not? What about the Cheskas Pnuya? Even if it's worth a Sheva Pruta now, maybe it wasn't worth a Sheva Pruta when he was Makadisher. She's a Cheskas Pnuya. So we established the Yisod based on the Ma'arit that when do we follow a Cheskas Pnuya? Only when you can do that. It will only be because it's a Hanhaga. We don't know, it's not a Beirur, you don't really know that she's a Pnuya, but you act that way as if she's a Pnuya. But since here there's Kedushin Derabanan, because maybe it was Sheva Pruta B'Madai, since it was Sheva Pruta B'Madai, possibly, according to the Rosh, there's Vadai Kedushin Derabanan. Since there's Vadai Kedushin Derabanan, you can't have an Hanhaga of assuming she's a Pnuya, and since you can't have that Hanhaga, we're back to our Safik D'Oraisa of, is it worth a Sheva Pruta? Or is it not worth a Sheva Pruta, even if you do follow Chazaka D'Hashta? We saw in Tosfos that we don't follow Chazaka D'Hashta. It seems something more that we do follow Chazaka D'Hashta. But then we asked, wait a second, what about the next case in the Gemara? The other case in the Gemara, there says that if a person was Makadish a woman with a stone, and Rav Chizkiya was Ma'ayin to see if it was a Sheva Pruta or not, and the Gemara says, aye, what do you mean he's Ma'ayin? Even if it's not worth a Sheva Pruta, she still might be Mikudashes, because maybe it's worth a Sheva Pruta and Madai. And the Gemara says, no. Rav Chizkiya doesn't subscribe to that theory of Shema Sheva Pruta B'Madai, and that it's Kedushin Rabban, and he holds it's an absolute. If it's worth money here, worth a Pruta here, she's Mikudashes, it's not worth a Pruta here, she's not Mikudashes. If that's the case, then what is he checking it out to see if it has a Sheva Pruta or not? Let's just follow the Cheskas Pnuya. So L'chora, we can be Miyashev as follows. Then the Gemara there, it says that it's talking about a case where she went and she was Mikudashes to another man. And the Nidon is that she Mikudashes to the first man who gave her this Safik Sheva Pruta, or to the second man. Now Tosfos later on in Ayin Tes Amud Aleph in the Sugya of Kitcha Aviyah Baderech, and she was Mekadesh herself by here. And first she was in the morning, maybe she was younger, she wasn't yet a Bogeris. In the afternoon maybe she brought her Cyrus. So in the afternoon she brought her Cyrus, so we don't know what the thing was in the morning. Was she Bogeris and she's not Mikudashes from her father? Was she not a Bogeris and she is Mikudashes mitzvah her father? So the Tosfos there asks, why do we establish the machlokas of Rav Vishmuel in a case like we have here, that her father was Makadish her, and then she was Makadish herself? And they have an argument. Shmuel says, you're choshish for both Kedushins. Rav says, no. Rav says, only for her Kedushin, not for the father's. He assumes she was already Bogeris in the morning. Why do they argue in such a case? Why don't they just argue Pashit in a case where her father was Mekadesh her? Are we Choshesh or not? Why does it have to be a second? Why does it have to be a second Kedushin? What about the first Kedushin, just her father? And they answer, this answer is that if her father was Mekadesh her alone, there's not an argument. There Shmuel would agree that if it's just her father being Mekadesh her, she's not Mekudeshes, because we assume that she is a Pnuya, she is a Cheskas Pnuya, just like she had before he was Makadisher, and she is a Bogeres Lifaneinu. So she had a Cheskas Pnuya, and together with her Cheskas Pnuya, now in the afternoon she's a Bogeres. So according to Shmuel, no sale. In the morning when her father's Makadisher, it's nothing. The only argument is when she was Makadish herself. In such an instance, she loses her Cheskas Pnuya. She no longer has a Cheskas Pnuya, because now you know she's a married woman. So Memanoshech, she's an Eishes Ish. Or mitzah, the kedushin of her father, or mitzah, the kedushin that she was Makadish herself. And because of this, Shmuel argues. And Shmuel says, excuse me, since there's no Cheskas Pnuya, when she married herself in the afternoon, now she absolutely, positively, definitely lost her Cheskas Pnuya, Meila, I'm going to tell you that in the morning we have to be choshish for the kedushin. But if she hadn't married herself off in the afternoon, in the morning wouldn't be choshish for the kedushin, because in the morning she has her Cheskas Pnuya, and in the afternoon we have our Rebbe Bogeres Lufanenu when we checked her out. Yeshua Siyan given Evan Ezer Simon Mem Zayin Tziv Kot Na Aleph says we learn from this the biggest so that every Suffolk Kedushin that the Suffolk was born after she was Mekudeshes to another man and now in the Man of Shech she's an Eish Asish we're not done bro Mitzat Cheskos Penuya no Cheskos Penuya. How can you talk about a Cheskos Penuya where she definitely married to one of the two guys? So according to this, since we're talking about where she married another man, and the Nidon is who she's married to, we have no Cheskos Penuya. Because as we said, in the case of the Gemara, in Rav Chisda's case, she went and she was Mekadesh to somebody else afterwards. So we asked, hey, what about the Cheskos Penuya? And so we can't talk about a Cheskos Penuya because she loses her Cheskos Penuya. Very simple answer. However, the Chora would appear that it's not so. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, there's a very beautiful Sefer Zikaron, which was published by the Chon Yerushalayim. So at the beginning, there's an extremely moving and inspiring biography of Rav Chaim, which was also printed as a separate sefer, I think by Reuven Grossman. But if you look there, it's at the beginning of the Sefer Zikaron, afterwards there. As they always have in Sefer Zikaron, the Chumash Torah, from him, from other people, other great people. But in the biography, it says that Rav Chaim would bring a say Yisod, he'd bring five rayas for the Yisod, and then he'd say, but it's not true. And he'd bring five rayas the other. So just because something looks convincing, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's true. So Rav Chaim had intellectual honesty. So l'chora would appear that it's not so. That be'emes, you can't compare Tosus later on to other Kedushei Suffolk, v'chazer v'niskat shalachar, to other cases where there was Kedushei Suffolk and she married somebody else. Because only in that case, where her father was Mekadesh her, and then she was Mekadesh herself, that the Kedushin of her father and the Kedushin of herself are two independent suffixes and not totally on each other, and we are Mesupik about her own Kedushin, not because she was Mekudeshes Al Yedei Aviyah, just independent. We want to know, was her Kedushin a Kedushin? Because if her father's, we have a question about her father's Kedushin. And then we have a question, was her Kedushin a Kedushin? We paskin, Mem Gimel on the base, Naira via Mekach of Elohi. If she's only a Naira, she is a Makabal Kedushin from 12 to 12 and a half. So is her Kedushin a Kedushin or not? And in that case, we say that you can't say that when her father was Mekadesh her, she is a Cheskos Penuya. And hashta bulgaris lefanenu, and therefore she was a bulgaris meikara also, and she remains a penuya, because if we say so, then she is an eshesish mitzad kedushay atzma. What do you mean cheskos penuya? If you give her a cheskos penuya, then she's an eshesish mitzad kedushay atzma. And you can't say mitzad kedushay atzma that she had a Cheskos Penuya until now, and now she only became a Bogeres. We want to make her a Cheskos Penuya until now, and only now she became a Bogeres. If that's the case, then she is an Eshesish mitzad the Kedushin of her father. So either way you spin it, you have two independent suffixes, and either way she's going to be an Eshesish. So please don't talk to me about Cheskos Penuya. Masha'en Kain, other suffix Kedushins that were born, that were created after she was Mekudeshes to another man, and the other Kedushin are definite Kedushins. Mitzad Atzmam, there we can follow the Cheskos Penuya. Why? And this is the key. Because the suffix of the second Kedushin comes mikoach the suffix of the first kiddushin, because the suffix in the second kiddushin is not a suffix mitzad atzma, because mitzad atzma it's kiddushin gemurim. What's the whole suffix? The whole suffix is what was the status of the first kiddushin. So therefore, all we can do is look at this suffix and say she was a cheskes penuya, and until the second one was makadish her, she was a penuya. In the case of Tosfos and Kiddushin, there are really two independent suffix. There's a suffix, was her father's Kiddushin a good Kiddushin? And there's a suffix, was her Kiddushin a good Kiddushin? There are two separate suffix. So therefore, you can say that since Sof Kol Sof, on one side, either way you spin it, she's going to be an Esh HaSeish, so there's no Cheskes Penuya. Masha'en Kane, where we're dealing in a case where she was Mekudeshes to one man, and then she was Mekudeshes to the second man, there's no suffix in the second Kedushin. The second Kedushin is a Kedushay Vaday. So since the second Kedushin is a Kedushay Vaday, what's our real suffix? Our real suffix is the Kedushay Rishon. Since our only suffix is the Kedushay Rishon, because if it had a Shavar Pushin Mekudeshes, we didn't have a Shavar Pushin Mekudeshes, she's not Mekudeshes. So you look at the Kedushay Rishon and you say, this is a Kedushay Suffolk and she's a Cheskes Penuya. And you can't say either way you look at it, she's going to end up being Mekudeshes. Whether you look at the first Suffolk or the second Suffolk, because we don't even look at the second Suffolk. Because the second Suffolk is not even a Suffolk. The Shoresh is the first Suffolk. What was the status of the first marriage? Was she Mekudeshes or not Mekudeshes? We don't look at the second Suffolk. Therefore, since we don't look at the second, we don't look at the first. We say, ah! She Mekudeshes or not, give her a Cheskes Penuya, and the male, she's married to the second. And if that's the case, then in Rav Chisda's scenario, then we still remain with the question, why we don't go about her Cheskes Penuya? He was ma'ayin to see if it was worth a Shavar Pruta or not worth a Shavar Pruta. And there's no Kedushin to Rabbanan here, say that there's no hanhaga of Pnuya, because there's Kedushi Derabbanan, because according to Rav Chisda there isn't Kedushi Derabbanan, and all we're left with is the Yisod of Rav Chisda, that if it has a Shavar Pruta it's Mekudesh, if it doesn't have Shavar Pruta it's not Mekudesh. So why is that? She has a Cheskes Pnuya. And later on she got married to another guy, Mimanushach, she's going to be married. No, we don't say that, because there's really only one suffix here. The only suffix is this Kedushin or not? The later on Kedushin is not a suffix. When do we say, like Tosfos, that if in the end she's going to be a married woman, then we don't file the Cheskes Penuya? That's only in a case where there are two separate suffixes. But when there's really only one suffix, then we can file the Cheskes Penuya, because we're just done on that suffix. And this incidentally is not like the issue of Siakov we mentioned earlier in Ebenezer, Mem Zayin Siv Katan Aleph, which says that any suffix Kedushin, that there was Kedushin afterwards, and Mamanavshach, she's an Eish HaSeish, there's no Cheskes Penuya. It's not true. It's only true if they're two separate Sfekas. If they're two separate independent Sfekas, each one is an independent Sfek Bifnei Atzmo, then we say, okay, so if she's an Eish HaSeish, there's no Cheskes Penuya. But if there's really only one Sfek to be done, i.e. was the first Kedushin a good Kedushin or not a good Kedushin, so it's not Mamanavshach, she's an Eish HaSeish. She's not. There's really only one Sfek, and we're done that Sfek. Is she Mekudeshes or not? And we say, Cheskes Penuya. And Memela, the second Kedushin, is a good Kedushin. So now we're left with our question on the Gemara and Rav Chisda of why do you say if it's worth a Shavar Pruta, she's Mekudeshes, what about her Cheskes Penuya? So that is the where we're holding now. And Amir Tashem, in the next shir, we are going to go on a beautiful, beautiful mahalach to explain the sugya, and we should all be zocha lulmo de lalamed lishma balasis of the time of the Samu Tarasu Yahavah. Amen, vi amen, shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.